USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Marine Paul Whelan was not included in the prisoner swap between the United States and Russia that led to the release of imprisoned basketball star Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says they will continue working to bring Whelan home.
Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently.
A scathing congressional report claims the NFL's Washington Commanders hid decades of sexual misconduct. Thursday, a U.S. House committee released its report that zeroed in on team owner Dan Snyder. The report says Snyder allowed pervasive sexual harassment by team executives of female employees, and he tried to interfere with investigations into the Commanders' toxic workplace culture. USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work, then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. refundsasap.com.